Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. I would also like to thank the distinguished delegates for the questions raised, the guidance provided, and for sharing experiences from your countries with regards to the effects and impacts of drought. I will try to address the comments and questions raised, which I believe are mainly related to the following four issues: the need to move towards implementation, issues related to capacity building needs, including on the drought toolbox, questions and suggestions related to regional approaches and projects, and finally, questions related to the work of the Global Mechanism on Drought Risk Financing. Questions related to the work of the Intergovernmental Working Group will be addressed under the next agenda item. Many parties have highlighted the need to move from planning to implementation with regards to national drought plans. 66 countries globally have now either finalized their national drought plans or are in the final stages of doing so. When parties signed up for the drought initiative, they pledged to demonstrate political commitment at the highest level to support the process of the development of the drought plans and to promote the adoption, dissemination, and the use of the national drought plans. We are now pleased to see the excellent work done by parties in preparing high-quality national drought plans. 30 of these that are already validated can be found on the UNCCD website. We are, however, aware of the need to now ensure that the process does not stop here, and we are expecting a high demand from parties requesting our support to move from planning towards implementation. We are currently designing a support package for countries which builds on our experience in supporting countries in project design as part of the LDN Transformative Projects and Program. We would encourage parties that have finalized their national drought plans to submit official requests to the Global Mechanism so we can provide support to you in project design and in identifying potential funding sources and implementing partners. I would also like to highlight the approval of a Global Environment Facility Enabling Activity project for implementation of UNCCD COP drought decisions, which will be implemented with FAO in the period 2021 to 2023. The project aims to enable the UNCCD parties to implement national drought plans according to the principles of integrated drought management and will support parties through four components: supporting the IWG on effective policy and implementation measures, enhancing the drought toolbox through data sets for monitoring and early warning, improved risk assessments and gender-responsive tools for risk mitigation, enabling implementation of national drought plans through case studies in six regions, and drought vulnerability assessments and preparedness for mitigation measures to enable country parties to conduct vulnerability assessments. As part of this project, a number of training sessions, capacity building workshops, and e-learning will be organized on the use of the drought toolbox and on drought vulnerability and impact assessments. A community of practice will be established and capacity strengthened on drought risk management to contribute to knowledge sharing between countries and individual users. We encourage parties to continue to submit to the Secretariat drought tools from their experiences so we can continue to enhance the drought toolbox. We will reach out to country parties and other stakeholders in the coming weeks to discuss the implementation of the projects more in detail. With regards to questions related to regional approaches and regional projects, the Secretariat and the Global Mechanism will continue to support countries in the development of sub-regional and regional projects on drought, building on the initial lessons learned from the Southern Africa and Central Asia projects, and particularly focusing on enhanced data sharing among countries. Finally, with regard to the request for an update of the work of the Global Mechanism on Drought Risk Finance in response to Decision 23 COP14, the Global Mechanism is currently preparing a technical report on various financing options for drought. The report will be a direct contribution to the work of the IWG and will provide a menu of financing options for parties in addressing drought. It will map and analyze potential public and private sources, financing instruments and mechanisms that can be targeted for drought. I thank you for your attention.